This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy Good Friday and happy Easter this weekend. And happy Passover for those of us still constipated and dealing with that. A lot to talk about. We're going to update you. Apparently, Boris Johnson, UK, is up and walking around and feeling good. So far, so good over there in the UK in terms of the Prime Minister fighting with coronavirus. We got a lot of updates, a lot to talk about. But we heard the startling news that coronavirus is now killing more than the number one causes of death in the United States. Now, the number one causes of death range anywhere from, heart disease to, cancer to accidents. And for coronavirus to now supersede that, it just kind of, awakens us to the, gravity of the situation. There's been a lot of back and forth. Have we been doing too much hype? Have we been underestimating? Have we been overestimating? I say yes to it all. I think our whole approach to this was a little bit, actually could have a lot of improvement. And it starts by us not realizing what happened to us until, January, maybe late January, didn't start testing until maybe end of February and early March. I think we messed up from the beginning. Now, they say, and we're starting to get more data, and again, all researchers on deck. There's a lot of data we need to get. There's a lot of data we have that we could already analyze and shoot out into tables and graphs and educate everybody. But they say our New York new epicenter, where New York is now the epicenter of coronavirus in the world. Congratulations, New York, based on their number of cases. They say that originated from Europe, which makes sense. New York and Europe, very, very close together. It's what, a 5-hour flight? No. Is it a 3-hour flight from New York to London? I don't know. I live on the West Coast. But New York and Europe are very, very, are a lot closer than New York is to California, the West Coast. Unless I'm really wrong with the geography, and I apologize, okay? I've been on no carbs for like 2 days now with Passover. And so they look at the strains, and they don't think that what New York is grappling with is the original strain that might have been from Wuhan with patient zero. Whereas the West Coast, we started in Seattle, allegedly. Now, remember, that's where we first started testing. We could have had coronavirus in this country October, November, December. But there's a chance that West Coast came directly from China, the virus, which means New York might be grappling with a completely different strain. It's still coronavirus, but a different strain with different DNA, RNA than the West Coast one. Now, when you look at the deaths and you look at the death toll, overall, let me just update you guys. Globally, we're at 1.6 million deaths. 1.6 million cases. Death count is 99,479. So 1.6 million cases of coronavirus. Death toll, 99,479. U.S. has now surpassed everybody else in terms of cases with 475,000 cases. And then came Spain, Italy, Germany, France. Our death toll is at about 17,800. Now, when we break that down into states, New York, 161,000 cases, 7,800 deaths. When we look at California, that comes in fourth, we're at 20,000 cases, 559 deaths. Now, people will say, well, if you look at the death rate to the number of cases, you know, New York looks similar to others. No, 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 no. Don't look at the number of cases, because the number of cases are those being tested. Not everybody's getting tested. A lot of people are calling telemedicine, you know, because they can't get into the urgent care. We're telling them to isolate if they could get tested. We ask the health department to test them. Many of them can't because there's not enough tests. So there could be a lot more cases. You have to look at the death count. In New York, we're being told 7,800 people have died of coronavirus, whereas in California, 559 deaths. I live in Nevada, drier, warmer climate right now. I think we're at 80. I apologize. I have to see the latest numbers. I think we're at, and it's not up here. Oh, there we go. We are at 86 deaths. Now, why is that? Is it because of the lockdowns? Is it because we have drier weather? Is it because of vitamin D? There's been a lot of talk about vitamin D. Or is it because we may have a milder strain? Now, I only am giving opinion right now because there's a report from Cambridge University saying that New York's epidemic might have been started from Europe bringing it here as opposed to it coming from Asia. But if we trace back patient zero on the West Coast to Asia, we might be looking at a different strain. We might be looking at a milder strain, which means when we do vaccine development, we need to make a vaccine for the worst kind. We got to make sure it covers both. Now, we have seen that this virus has mutated, but a new report today has said that the virus mutates slowly. There's been some very, lot of bursts of optimism that if we do come up with a vaccine, it might work long term and not have to be a seasonal new vaccine. Again, don't quote me. We're still trying to figure that out. But if we are dealing with different strains, and I was on the John Phillips show last Friday, and he even brought up, he said, is there a more virulent strain that could be possibly going on in New York? Absolutely. Now, do we have the proof yet? I don't know. We're waiting. We are waiting to see the genome, you know, but we know that in New York, they're grappling with a lot more deaths. We're assuming that those numbers coming out of New York are people who got coronavirus and their lungs got inflamed and they ended up going into respiratory distress. We're assuming those numbers are not heart attacks or bacterial pneumonia or other sorts of things that are coronavirus may be induced. Again, we need those numbers too. But based on what we're getting, New York has a higher death rate. Why? You know? So if there is another strain, we need to figure that out. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments now. 1-877-362-3254.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am hearing some mixed messages about government relief. I'm hearing for some that the SBA loans have deferred payments and they have gotten immediate relief. In terms of, okay, we do not have to now pay our monthly loan payments. I'm hearing some people have gotten, relief in terms of rent. They haven't had to pay the rent. I've heard others have not received their unemployment. I've heard others still have not received their stimulus checks, and I think those are coming next week. So my question to you all is, what relief have you received from the government? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3680. 3254. So from what I understand, the much-awaited stimulus payouts, the first one, and I don't know how many you're supposed to get, unless it's just one, is supposed to come out next week. They say estimate arrival time into your bank account if the IRS has direct deposit by April 14th. So that would be what, next Wednesday? No, next maybe Tuesday. Tuesday or Wednesday. Okay, 13th, okay, 11th, 12th. So yeah, next Tuesday or Wednesday. So they say according to an internal plan circulated by IRS Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, the first round of payments were sent actually yesterday. So 90% of Americans would be eligible to receive full or partial payments according to estimates of the Tax Policy Center. Lawmakers set aside $250 billion for the so-called recovery rebates. Qualifying income levels are going to be based on 2019 federal tax returns, but if you didn't file a tax return, it'll be based on 2018. So as long as you made under $75,000 a year as a single, or $150,000 a year as a couple, I believe you get $1,200, your spouse gets $1,200, and then an extra $500 per child. If you made about $99,000 last year, and your spouse made about $99,000, I think it gets cut down some more. Over that, if you made over $100,000 a year, you don't get a stimulus check. Again, understandable because, you know, we need to help, you know, those in America that have, lower income potential, obviously, than those making six figures. However, if somebody lost their job at the end of 2018, didn't really get work in 2019, has been struggling, going by a 2018 tax return may not be as accurate or representative. But they're assuming because the economy was good, it's as accurate as it can be. They say the first wave of payments are going to be issued to people who already gave their bank account information to the IRS and Social Security beneficiaries who filed a federal tax return with direct deposit information. The next wave of money will be paid no later than the week of April 20th. The third and final round is dedicated to payments being made through check. Those will be mailed at an undetermined date. Groups of checks would be mailed over the next several weeks, and it could take until May up to August for recipients to see the money. So that $1,200 you were promised back in March, you might not see till August. They say to ensure you receive the money as soon as possible, make sure the IRS has your bank account information. Direct deposit option will obviously serve you better. According to news4jax.com. So every American would receive $1,200, married couples $2,400, $500 for each child under age 17, anyone earning up to $75,000 in adjusted gross income who has a Social Security number will receive a $1,200 payment. Married couples filing joint returns will receive their $2,400, but it declines if you make $99,000 single, $198,000 for joint filers. Above that, no money. So benefits starts to decline for heads of household with one child at $112,000 and falls to zero if you make $146,000. So, you know, it's nice that the checks are coming out, but if it's just a one-time check, which it sounds like it is, we're going to need a little bit more help than that. Now, apparently there was some criticism of how money went to the Kennedy Center. $25 million the Democrats wanted within the CARES Act to go to the Kennedy Center. That seemed random. You know, I mean, I like the arts. I think businesses that, you know, support people like colleges, et cetera, should get stimulus money. We're going to talk about colleges in a second here. So I am a fan of the arts. It was kind of random that it was Kennedy Center. I mean, there's a lot of centers out there. So, a little confused why Kennedy Center, but Trump, during his, you know, press briefing, said it's something the Democrats wanted. He's in support. He likes the Kennedy Center. So, you know, there had to be give and take in order for the stimulus bill to be able to move forward. All right. However, we're hearing that the Kennedy Center furloughed employees. So why was that a part of the bailout? If the Kennedy Center had to basically furlough or let go their employees anyway. Apparently, the organization announced that it's furloughing nearly 60% of its full-time administrative staff from April 6th to May 10th, and that this is apart from the 725 hourly and part-time employees already impacted. So in a letter Tuesday to Kennedy Center President Deborah Ruder, the GOP representatives demanded answers and the return of at least some of the funding they just received. They said these layoffs, whether temporary or not, are counter to the spirit of the CARES Act and are concerning to Congress. The letter said later, adding that if the Kennedy Center is required to furlough its employees, it should return a portion of the money Democrats fought so hard to secure. Now, they say the furloughs were on top of what was going to be additional furloughs of musicians within the National Symphony Orchestra. According to the Washington Post, the Kennedy Center announced Tuesday that they reached a deal with the orchestra to avoid furloughs, but the musicians would pay a significant pay cut, at least through September. So there's a lot of questions out there as to where this money is going, how much transparency is going to be, demanded. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I posted the question, have you received any government relief yet? Maiva said nope. Kevin says nope. Dina says nope. So did the Smith Center already get the money? Not the Smith Center. I'm sorry. Smith Center's in my neck of the woods. I don't think they were included. But Kennedy Center. Did the Kennedy Center get the money? So one headline looked at the colleges. How much coronavirus stimulus money will your college get? And this is a very interesting piece written by the Chronicle. And it lists about 172 pages of all the universities. And you are able to search the particular university you're interested in to see how much money they got. ASU, Tempe, Arizona, ASU, they received $63 million from the CARES Act. $31.7 million has to go to financial aid, grants to students. The other $32 million, it's like half, okay? Half has to go to emergency financial aid to students. The other, I guess, to pay salaries, fees, etc. Now, I'm a little confused, then, why so many of these institutions are not then giving partial refunds. Harvard got way less than ASU. Harvard got $8.6 million, still a lot. $4.3 million has to go to emergency financial aid grants to students. That's the minimum. If I look at, let's say, UCLA, okay, University of California. UCLA got $35 million. $17.9 has to go to emergency financial aid grants to students. The UC system got a lot of money in the stimulus bill. Now, mind you, colleges and institutions employ a lot. They have thousands upon thousands of employees, so understandably so. But you have students out there going, now, wait a second. You know, we were told that we can't get our tuition back because you guys need the money for your staff, for the online changeover, for all, you know. And yet they're getting some big bailout money, some huge bailout money. And students kind of want answers. If there's not going to be graduation, you know, if there's not going to be, need for parking, if less security is needed, why isn't that money getting refunded? So I'm glad the colleges got, I'm a very big fan of colleges being supported, but I'm also a fan of students, you know, getting some of their tuition back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are continued signs of encouragement in the New York area, which has been the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Nearby New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says that state is seeing progress in the fight against COVID-19, citing the number of cases they're starting to see in Bergen County, which has been a hotspot.
That's where it hit first, and the fact that that's beginning to show that shade, please God, it continues to, and we get other counties that continue to clock over. Those are good early signs.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams saying even after the pandemic ends, it could be a while before America gets back to normal.
When we really start to get back to a sense of normalcy will be when we have a vaccine.
New figures from a human resources provider called Gusto show layoffs spiked by more than 1,000% in March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you asked about the lice medication. How is lice medication helping coronavirus? This is a very, very interesting development that came out a few days ago. So, actually, we heard about it a little while back, and we're taking your calls, your questions at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's an anti-parasite called ivermectin. Funny, I studied ivermectin when I worked for the EPA back in the 90s. And we looked at ivermectin, avermectin, I think abamectin. There were a few different forms of it, and I believe we were studying its effect on cattle as it was used as an anti-parasite. I don't remember much from the 90s. That's just because I, you know, when you study so hard and try to get your degrees as quickly as possible and get into medical school, you just don't really keep a lot of other long-term memories as you're trying to, you know, learn your calculus and your anatomy and phys and all that other stuff. But I do remember studying ivermectin. And ivermectin has recently been used as an anti-lice treatment. Well, they found last week that it could kill coronavirus within 2 days of the laboratory setting. Now, ivermectin, again, is a veterinary drug. But we have been using it for head lice. We have been using it for scabies, as well as other infections caused by parasites. But they found, according to this report, published in the Antiviral Research, the journal Antiviral Research, that, we scientists aren't really creative when it comes to names. I mean, that's why my show is called the Dr. Dahlia Show. My name's Dahlia. I'm a doctor. We're just not very artistic. So there's a journal that publishes antiviral research, and the journal's name is Antiviral Research. We're really kind of to the point. You know, don't expect a lot of pillow talk, that's just us in science. Sorry. Anyway, they found that the drug quickly prevented replication of the SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus that causes COVID-19. Now, one of you, by the way, let me answer two questions at the same time. One of you had asked, what is the difference between the COVID-19 virus and the SARS-CoV-2 virus? Okay, let me take you guys a step back. HIV and AIDS, same thing, different thing. HIV is the virus that causes AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Not everybody that has HIV gets AIDS. AIDS is the syndrome or the disease that some people can get if they have the HIV virus. They're not synonymous. They're two separate things. HIV is a virus. AIDS is a disease. But many times you see them synonymously used because people with AIDS have HIV. But not all people with HIV have AIDS. Like, all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. Same thing with SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19. SARS is the virus that many of us have probably been exposed to. But some people get like the COVID disease. Now, early on, they called the virus COVID-19 virus. But now they're trying to say, now it's being changed to COVID-19 is your disease. Even though technically COVID-19 is the coronavirus discovered in 2019. So I know that seems a little, you know, confusing. And I think it's because, you know, some media outlets have now started to properly demarcate and delineate the names of the virus. But if you want to call it the COVID-19 virus, I'm totally fine with that. Why? Because I really don't care. I mean, okay, we got the virus. There's a virus out there. We got the disease. I don't really care about semantics. I don't even care if you mispronounce it. I don't even care if you don't spell it properly. I know what you're talking about. That's all that matters. So going back to this ivermectin. Researchers infected cells with SARS-CoV-2 and then exposed them to ivermectin. And they said, quote, according to David Jans, PhD, professor of biochem and molecular biology at Monash University in Melbourne, showed that one single dose of ivermectin could kill COVID-19 in a petri dish within 48 hours, meaning that sucker is some really potent stuff. And some of you are like, well, do we have to wait 2 days? They said even after 24 hours, there was really significant reduction. That's according to study leader Kylie Wagstaff, PhD, a senior research fellow. So experts think more testing needs to now be done. They think that the way ivermectin works is to target a key molecule of our cells. And we think that's what helps the virus proliferate. So if we prevent the virus from being able to use our cells to, you know, become machines, to propagate them, we could then stop the virus from replicating. If the virus can't really replicate that much, it allows our immune system to take over. We've talked about viruses like HIV and, you know, other coronaviruses. You know, basically what happens is a virus there's been some debate whether a virus is a living thing. I say the virus is alive, okay? I will be, you know, the first to call something alive. If that sucker moves, if that sucker causes something else to happen and you need to try to kill it, it's alive, all right? That. So there's some debate that the virus in and of itself may not be live creatures. And you're like, where did they come up with that? Well, they came up with that, the theory. A bunch of engineers have been talking about that because the virus technically needs a host. You can only replicate and live and do what you need to do if you have a host. Whereas bacteria can sit there and grow and divide and sometimes until they, you know, lose resources. Viruses need an active host to divide and replicate. So it's a big difference between bacteria. However, I see viruses are alive because they could be on objects. They could be on, you know, handrails and tables and computer mouses. That study that looked at the cruise ship and found that coronavirus could sit there for 17 days. All right, to me, that is a living thing. So as far as I am concerned, the virus is living. But the virus needs to attach onto a host, get into the cell, make its DNA work for it, make the cell's DNA work for it, allow the cell's DNA to replicate a bunch more viruses, then the cell bursts, you have a bunch more viruses, and they go on and attach to other cells. That's kind of how these viruses work. So this ivermectin, if it could prevent that cell manipulation, viral manipulation of our cells, that is where this works. They say in other studies, the researchers say the drug has been shown to work against dengue fever and to limit infections similar to COVID-19 like West Nile virus. And overall, the drug is relatively safe. And it's not too expensive. So the researchers want to find the best dose for fighting COVID-19, then take a bunch of humans and then practice on, and then, you know, try and treat them. Now, we have to hurry, because if we start to see cases go down, which we want, by the way, then go down by the summer, we can't really be doing a lot of this research then in the summer. Unless they look for, you know, safety and efficacy. Well, you know, let's take a person who's sick, you know, give them the medication, are they going to be okay? But, you know, if they are going to study this, they have to do the human trials relatively quickly. So, they don't want people to self-medicate. If you do have lice medication, please, for the love of the Lord, don't try to eat it or, you know, do things with it, because again, we just don't know for sure. We have to make sure that we understand its side effect profile, especially when dealing with this, and it might be a completely different dose. But because we've seen ivermectin effective against other viruses, even though it's a parasitic drug, this is another piece of proof that we have medications out there, whether it's hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine or, Zithromax or whatever, where it might be FDA approved for one thing, but it could work for other things. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we're being told that dozens of patients, about 83 of them, were evacuated from a skilled nursing facility in California because employees failed to show up to work 2 days in a row. Now, this is being reported by WIS News. A total of 83 patients of the Magnolia Rehabilitation and Nursing Center in Riverside, California, were moved Wednesday to other healthcare locations in the country, in the county, where the 50 ambulances responded for the effort. Only one certified nursing assistant of the 13 scheduled to work that day on Tuesday showed up. So Riverside University Health System and Kaiser Permanente sent 33 nurses to help care for residents at the 90-bed facility. After staff didn't show up for a second day in a row, they just had to move the patients. Dr. Cameron Kaiser, the country's public health officer, said at a Wednesday news conference, "I'm concerned that this could rise in the level of abandonment, no matter how justified the reasoning might be." Officials say there are over 34 cases of COVID among the residents and 16 among employees. The facility still has dozens of pending test results. Said, "I spoke to a nurse this morning early. She was reporting to work. She was very upset about the fact that people would be leaving." She also mentioned that there had been a lot of discussion amongst the staff of fear. The nursing homes taking in Magnolia's residents will undergo standard containment measures, including closing the facilities to new patients and preventing staff from working at other locations. So, Riverside County has about 32 deaths, 1,100 cases of coronavirus. But what makes this story so kind of alarming is we are having patient abandonment. Now, in defense of medical personnel out there, many of them do not have proper facilities to work in. They don't have proper protection. They have families to take over, care of. Many of them have other jobs and other patients at high risk that they have to take care of. And so if somebody does not go to work in fear of getting coronavirus, you cannot accuse them of being selfish because they might be doing it to avoid getting other people sick. Like me, I don't care if I get coronavirus. I sure care if I give it to my 75-year-old mom or give it to my kids or give it to other people I'm working with. So you do have to, in the medical realm, not become a victim. But the nation is, you know, scaring people with this virus. I mean, we do have a lot of deaths. Where are we right now? I apologize. Let me kind of give you guys the latest in how many people have died so far in the United States. I think we are at 17,800 deaths. That's a lot. Still less than how many would have died of flu. Overall, less than heart attacks and cancer, even though currently it is the leading cause of death over heart attacks and cancer. But we're having a huge disparity of the number of deaths in California versus New York. And if it's a virus, and I apologize, my chair keeps squeaking. I swear it's not gas. I got one of those chairs that squeak whenever I move my butt. I know. You know, who even cares? Hey, it's Passover. I'm going to get gas anyway. So with California having less deaths than New York, even being more populous than New York, understandably, you know, people are all spread out, right, and not as close together as in New York. It would help to figure out if that virus is milder, if the average nurse won't die of it. The problem is we are hearing cases of healthcare workers dying. It's not a lot, but it's happening. And we're also hearing that you could have no symptoms at all and then give it to somebody. That many people who got sick from this got sick from people who weren't sick. So implied in that is people who are on the front line when it comes to taking care of people are thinking to themselves, I don't want to put any more people at risk. And again, in medicine, you are no help to anybody if you're sick. You know, all of us in medicine have worked, you know, despite being in pain, despite needing to be on bed rest, right? I was told to be on bed rest. You know, I still worked. I did bed rest because I wanted to protect the baby. But, I mean, and then after I gave birth, I was back to work in 3 days. You know, we in the healthcare field put ourselves last. And we always have to remind each other in the healthcare field that you have got to make sure you aren't sick, because if you can't come to work, all those patients you were going to help can't get help. So it is vital that you stay healthy. You know, people say, well, gosh, you know, they all got their flu shots and would you rather have, you know, your nurse have the flu? You want somebody working on you fairly healthy. Hey, okay? When you're vulnerable and you're at risk. But we have a lot of people who are vulnerable out there that can't pick and choose and move and try to find a provider. And I was talking about this earlier in the week, that essential workers, even not healthcare providers, but people at grocery stores, people at banks, etc., are calling in to me on telemedicine asking to be off work. And they're saying, look, I got people at the house that can get sick. I don't want to be exposed. I've been lucky this whole time. I've done my part. I, you know, was there for people when they were rushing and trying to get toilet paper. I worked for 3 weeks. Let me now protect myself. So what do we do when your essential workers want to bunker down or need to bunker down or get sick? So what some governors are doing is asking for all hands on deck, asking for people to come out from wherever they are to, you know, help out and, you know, help, which is great. But it's, again, it's not, it's, it, you know, if we're trying to lock down and prevent people spread, you know, you got people there locking down, doing what they're supposed to. And now we need more people to come back out, which makes you wonder if there's going to be this vicious cycle. Then, you know, maybe we need to rethink how we do these lockdowns. I mean, you know, these lockdowns only work if you have people in the essential industries working. But if we need, you know, to get groups and groups of people coming back to relieve other people, we have to make sure they don't become victims too and they don't get sick. So you almost need to be testing them fairly often to see if they could go back and forth between their communities and work without getting people sick, because they're exposed to people on the front line. What you really need is to find out who is your group of immuners. Who of us out there is immune to this? And can we have these groups of people who are immune ready to go and then maybe put up at a hotel? The hotels are empty. Let us stay at the Ritz-Carlton, okay? Put us up, okay? And, or let us be with our families if they're immuners too. And we do work home, you know, and we really need to figure out who has that immunity so that we can rely on those people to keep the country functioning. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the plans to reopen the country. Hopefully the country gets reopened soon. You know, right now, if, you know, the CDC has kind of relaxed some guidance on essential workers saying, look, you know, just take your temperature before you go to work. Try to, you know, wear a face mask at all times. Do your social distancing. Don't stay at work if you're sick. Don't share your headsets or objects used near your face. Don't congregate in break rooms or whatever. You know, employers should be taking employees' temperature and increasing the cleaning and doing air exchange in the building and sending, you know, sick workers home immediately. So, oh, we're getting your calls in now. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your comments, and, you know, we want to reopen the country just as quickly as possible, but it's going to have to take a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of slack in order for us to be able to get people out there. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.